Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Flown with Fina. Today I have my teammate here with me, and I really want to talk about the Big West tournament. So we won the Big West tournament, and I just want to ask my teammate questions, even though, you know, she played and she has more of an experience. So yes, Tess, I want to just talk about the whole experience of winning Big West. How was just the feeling? How was the feeling?
It was a pretty surreal feeling. I think anytime you win a championship or, you know, you succeed at that kind of level, you just get this overwhelming feeling of relief and everything that you've worked for is finally worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like, just explain, like, before the game, you know, how you were feeling going into the game, knowing that it was, you know, literally championship day. How did you feel?
There was definitely nerves. Obviously, I think anyone would get nerves going into a championship game. But I don't know, for some reason, I just felt quite calm and relaxed going into it. Initially, but I think once I stepped foot on the court and the horn went off to start the game, I think that's really when the nerves kicked in, and I felt a little bit more tense and a little bit more, you know, not sure if I was ready to play. But yeah, there was nerves, but it's more excitement than anything, to be honest.
And you know how Davis took a big lead against us in the beginning. How were we able to get back and, you know, to the groove of things and, you know, get back within the game? What would you say happened on the court?
I think that despite all the adversity that we were seen in the first quarter, we remained calm and we remained strong and confident within ourselves, and we knew that we had what we needed to win, and we just needed to trust ourselves and trust each other and trust our coach that he knew what he was doing and we knew what we were doing. And
and you know how we were, you know, we were a 5 seed going into the tournament. How does it feel just being the first team to ever be a 5 seed and to win the tournament?
That's pretty cool. Making history or, you know, doing things like that's always exciting. It adds a bit more oomph to the championship, to winning. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that this team was the team that could do it. We had all we needed to do. And I don't think a 5 seed really reflected us anyway. I think that we just had a inconsistent conference season. Mm-hmm. So the number 5 seed didn't really reflect what we were going into the tournament, but despite that, we still came out, which was really well.
Yes, that's very true. So winning, you know, your MVP, and did you, you know, just going into the game, you don't think of, you know, the rewards and stuff, but, you know, everything that you've been through within the 4 years, you know, how does it feel to like end the Big West tournament like that, you know, winning MVP and winning the Big West championship? How does that feel?
I think just it's a relief. It's just you finally have this weight lifted off your shoulder, especially for us. Me and you both came in, and mm-hmm. our first year here, they won a championship and they were an amazing team. And coach always says, leave the program better than when you got here. And for us, we got here when it was pretty damn good. So I always felt like I was letting the team down or letting the program down, because when I left, it wasn't going to be as good as when I got here. Mm-hmm. So to be able to win the Big West championship my senior year as well, and to, you know, bring the standard of the team and the program back up, it's just a relief. And it just feels great to know that all that hard work we've been through the past 4 years, all of everything we've gone through with the coaches and the team, that we finally made it out on top again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, playing four games within 5 days, that's a lot on your body and mentally. You know, how would you say that Coach Flowers practices, how would you say his practices helped us, you know, get through those 4 days, those 5 days? Would you say that, you know, going through the practice that we go through, did that help you just overcome, you know, physically and mentally, and just be stronger and just know that, you know, it wasn't, you know, playing 4 games within 5 days, like, it wasn't a big deal. Like, how, like, can you go into that?
Yeah, I think definitely Coach Fowler's practices help us tremendously. Going, just doing 5 days of practice with him is probably one of the hardest things you will go through. And the fact that we do that every week for the whole school year, pretty much, we were definitely prepared for it physically. Mm-hmm. I think mentally it was the more challenging part, and I think that we were also very prepared for that, as Coach challenges us every day, because we have to treat every day like championship day. So every day we go in with that mindset at practice, and we're challenged both mentally and physically. So I think out of any of the teams, we were definitely the most prepared for that challenge of 4 games in 5 days. And then on top of that, they were 4 very intense and hard games. So I think working under Jason Flowers definitely prepares you for anything, especially that.
Can you describe what the practices are like? Because for my listeners, I just want to give them more of a visual. So just go ahead, just say how his practices are.
Practices with Coach Flowers. Well, first of all, my freshman year, I would wake up in the morning and kind of dread waking up, dread going to practice. And sophomore year, I think I cried before practices sometimes. So that just gives you a little visual of how you feel before practice. But practice is very challenging, more mentally than physically, just because you're constantly being challenged by the coach. We're constantly running. We're doing drill after drill, and he expects, obviously, game pace every single rep you do. So there's no time to rest. There's no time to take plays off. He's watching everything everyone does, and he's constantly calling out someone if they're not going hard enough, or if they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And every punishment is running, whether it's an up and back, a double up and back, a suicide, and every punishment has a timed run, so you can't even just jog lightly on the punishment. We recently had the addition of a treadmill, so if you're not doing well, then, and he doesn't want to make the whole team run, then you can just go run on the treadmill. So we're definitely challenged. We definitely have to remain at a high level at all times, otherwise there's going to be some sort of consequence for either you or the team.
Yes, and I can second that. Just the practices are our first year here. We're just oh my gosh, practice. It was just a struggle every morning getting up. But would you say that how his practices are? Does it help you with life and other ways of your life? Does it his practices do they help you?
Oh, definitely. Completing 1 year with Coach Flowers, it gives you a feeling that, wow, if I can achieve this, I can achieve anything. And so getting through a Coach Flowers practice and knowing that you're mentally and physically strong enough to do that, you feel like you're mentally and physically strong enough to conquer any battle that is standing in your way. So to know that now we've been doing this for 4 years and we've done 4 years of his practices and his film sessions and everything in between that, I feel like I can conquer the world.
Yes, and you can, Tessa. But now changing gears, going into the NCAA tournament, playing Notre Dame, what are your thoughts? How are you feeling?
I'm really excited. Obviously, making it this far in postseason is so exciting. Not many teams get to do this. There are so many Division I athletes that go all 4 years and never get to experience something like this. So we're so excited, but I mean, we're going there to contend for a national championship, and doesn't matter who we're playing, that's the goal. So we're going to go out there and give it our all.
Yes. And being a leader, how do you instill that into our teammates' head? The younger players, let's say, they may be content with just, getting into the tournament. But, how do you instill the mindset of, we can beat Notre Dame and we have to believe that? How do you tell our teammates that, the younger ones or anyone, that doesn't, really believe in that we can really beat Notre Dame.
That's pretty challenging, especially when you're going up against, it looks like, a David and Goliath type battle.
Yeah.
yes. But I think the more you just kind of talk to them about it and give them the visuals, get them to realize that we are a pretty amazing basketball team. We've made it this far. We have nothing to lose. You know, just because mm-hmm. no one else believes in us doesn't mean that we ourselves can't believe in us. Mm-hmm. We have all the weapons and all the ammo to do everything and more. It's just, as you said, it's the confidence in getting them to believe it. And I think our coach has done a good job at instilling that confidence within us. And then,
mm-hmm.
like you said, the leaders, the older people have to show the younger people. I think it's not more telling them, it's just showing them that you are confident in yourself, and that if they see the seniors and the juniors believing, oh, wow, they think we can win this, then they're probably going to follow along with what you think and with what you believe. So it's more just showing them rather than telling them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, you're right. You know, you get to believe actions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Words can mean so much, but your actions tell everything. Exactly. And then, like, what would you say, you know, leading up, you know, going into this game, you know, how much preparation does it take, and what do you have to do, you know, to be, you know, mentally prepared for this, and, you know, even physically prepared? Like, how much preparation would you say you have to do, like watch film and stuff like that?
At this stage in the season, I mean, there's not really much more you can do physically.
Mm-hmm.
What you've got now is what you've got. There's no there's no changing your fitness or how high you can jump or how strong you are
mm-hmm.
in the next couple of days, but film and mentally preparing yourself is so important. So watching film on the other team, talking to your coaches about the film, getting an insight into how the other team plays, finding out what's going to work for you against them, what kind of shots you're going to get, and then just mm-hmm. getting in the gym and shooting those shots. I think that's mm-hmm. the most important, but definitely mentally preparing yourself is a lot more important than physically, because you can do.
Yes. All right, last question. You know, just being a senior and, you know, playing college ball for 4 years, and like now, you know, you're with your, you know, last year, and, you know, your last, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, just, you know, you're in the NCAA tournament now, you know, what is the emotions going on? Like, has everything, you know, really settled in, or, how do you feel right now?
I don't know how I feel right now. It's kind of all up in the air. I think I didn't really try to think about it too much, mm-hmm. but every tournament game for the Big West I went into, that could have possibly been my last game ever at CSUN, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now again, going into the NCAA tournament, it's the same thing. But first of all, just to have accomplished what we've accomplished already in this season is amazing. And I'm so proud of the whole team. Going into this game, obviously I don't want it to be my last game at CSUN, but
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, just so proud of the season, proud of everyone in my team, also just proud of myself for making it this far.
Yes.
So it's bittersweet. It's sad that this could be the last time I step on the court with all these girls, but at the same time, just so proud.
Oh, well, just know that I love you, Tess. But no, like, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
No, thank you for having me.
Of course, yes. But yeah, you know, look forward to going to Notre Dame. We travel out to Notre Dame tomorrow morning, so we're excited for that. You know, we're ready for the snow. But yeah, again, thank you so much, Tess, and thank you for my listeners. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.